This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration defending a new policy it unveiled yesterday concerning immigration that won't let immigrants that it determines are likely to become welfare dependent get green cards. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
We try to avoid having immigrants come through our process, come to our country, or become green card holders who are likely in the future to become welfare dependent.
Cuccinelli speaking on Fox News there, saying the rule does not affect refugees or those who've sought political asylum. FBI agents are reportedly searching a U.S. Virgin Islands home that belonged to deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who appears to have hung himself in a federal correctional facility in Manhattan over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A California Highway Patrol officer dead, two others injured after a highway gunfight erupts in Riverside yesterday evening. The now fallen officer pulling over a pickup truck that was tagged for impounding. That's when the man got out and started shooting, killing the cop, identified here by a Riverside police spokeswoman.
Andre Moye, he was the one gunned down in this horrific gun battle. He went by the nickname Junior. He was 33 or 34 years old. He had a wife, no kids, but he had been part of CHP for about 4 years.
One of the other two injured officers said to be in critical condition. The suspect was killed in the gunfight. At least one person's dead in Australia after an apparent random stabbing attack along a street in Sydney's central business district. Witnesses say the suspect shouted "God is great" in Arabic before he stabbed two women with a butcher's knife. One of them died. That suspect's now in custody. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
The NYPD hate crimes unit's now investigating after a series of attacks on Jewish men in Brooklyn. Cops say three teenage boys allegedly jumped and beat the three Hasidic Jewish men within 40 minutes on Sunday morning in Williamsburg, and authorities say the victims were between the ages of 56 and 71. New York City's Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio condemning the attacks, adding the city will be stepping up police patrols in that part of Brooklyn. They managed to avoid a tragedy in Chicago yesterday when a man opened fire at a veterans hospital. The FBI says the man was armed with an assault rifle, and he fired both outside and inside the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center, but police responded within 30 seconds and were able to take the man down and into custody, nobody wounded or killed. And Ford Motor Company is being sued by six Washington State troopers who say they've been getting sick from carbon monoxide poisoning in their 2014 to 2017 Ford Explorer SUVs. They say they've experienced headaches, dizziness, nausea, and potentially life-threatening situations. A statement from Ford says carbon monoxide concerns in police interceptor utilities are related to unsealed holes from the installation of police equipment by third parties after the vehicle was purchased. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Attention timeshare owners. Are high maintenance fees driving you crazy? Well, how would you like to rent or even sell your timeshare and eliminate your maintenance fees? Now you can by making one quick call to Timeshares by Owner, a national company with an A+ BBB rating that specializes in helping consumers sell or rent their timeshares. And if you call right now, we'll give you a free timeshare market evaluation and explain to you our exclusive double your money back guarantee. Now you don't need to be wasting money on a timeshare you don't always use. You can rent or even sell it. Call right now and get your free market report and learn about our industry-leading double your money back guarantee. Learn your options now on how to sell or rent your timeshare and eliminate most of the cost and headaches. Call now. 800-715-6093. 800-715-6093. That's 800-715-6093.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Check us out. Liz Wheeler joins us now, the popular host of One America. We're going to be talking about her new book, Tipping Points, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards. Tipping Points, appropriately named, because it's, after all, it's her show that you can catch every night, 9 o'clock Eastern Time on One America. Liz, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Bill, thank you so much for having me.
Hey, excited to be talking to you because, you know, conservatives have taken for granted for way too long that their positions are so true and tried that it's inarguable. But the left, meanwhile, out of their echo chambers have been practicing. They followed rules for radicals and other, other strategies, and they've got a strategy in play. And when conservatives come up against liberals and you're not prepared, they can hand you your lunch very emotionally and very easily. But it's time that conservatives understand, I guess maybe in kind of the goofy words that Joe Biden tried to express the other night. He's kind of becoming the Yogi Berra of politics when he says, truth over fact. I'm not sure. It's like, he is
a... weird Freudian slip, because the left doesn't believe in truth anymore. They only believe in, quote-unquote, your truth or my truth. So right. What he said, maybe it wasn't a gaffe so much as that's what the left thinks these days. Mm-hmm. In my book, though, I talk about exactly what you say. I identify these five, I call them tipping points, mm-hmm. which is the strategy that the left is using to try to impose their ideology on us. And I think it's really, really important for us as conservatives to identify their strategy, because once we know their strategy, it doesn't seem as difficult to defeat their policies and their agenda, to debunk their lies and destroy their talking points. Once we know how they're doing it and what they're doing and why they're doing it, we can very easily throw it off track.
Well, the beauty of this, Liz, is that, as you just said, you know, the truth always wins out. So if you're empowered with the truth, okay, get out of the realm of the opinion, okay? There's plenty of opinion flying around. And I tell people all the time, in the absence of truth, opinion rules. And this is what the left relies on. They love that that environment when it's all about opinion, because they can emotionalize just about anything, And they don't want to, they're really, you know, they're immune to the truth, and it shocks them when, you know, they get hit with, as Biden would refer to it, as the facts. They just can't handle really the real facts. They make up their own, you know, their own, what you call self-manufactured facts, you know, like the president, you know,
right.
The former president coming in and saying, well, it is a fact, you know, on, regarding, you know, climate change. That's not even a scientific term. You know, it is in science. You talk about it in terms of it being a law and not a fact, right?
Right. Well, that's one of the things. I guess I disagree a little bit that the truth always wins out. I think emotion always wins out. It's all about how we frame the truth, because we as human beings respond more to emotion than we do to, you know, the written word on paper, unfortunately. And the left has really grasped. They've you know, grabbed hold of that idea that we make our decisions based on how we feel, not based on how we think. Mm-hmm. And so it's really incumbent on conservatives to recognize that and realize that, well, it would be best if we could just present facts and facts, you know, one all the time. We have to make sure that we're speaking to the emotional concerns of the American people. And we can do that without being dishonest. The
exactly.
left, of course, is dishonest about that. They manipulate, but we can do that. We can speak to people's concerns while also using facts. And in my book, I show people how to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to get into that. But just a moment, in terms of my perception, in terms of emotion is not sustainable. It will run. You know, people will punch themselves out. So what I do in my debates with people, when they're emotionalizing, I let them emote. Just let them go, you know. Let them punch themselves out, because it's not sustainable. Then once they're punched out, then you say, okay, well, you know, here, are you ready? Do you want the facts? Here's the facts. And it overwhelms them, you know, in that sense. But I think emotion is a good quality, and that's a motivator, and we should be excited about it. But if you're caught back on your heels and you're overwhelmed by emotion, yeah, then it can seem like that can win out. But,
And that's actually one of the tactics I talk about in my book, what you just described that you do when you debate liberals. I call it let them run out of BS.
Exactly.
One of the things I think that conservatives should do more often, maybe we don't do enough, is we have this, you know, this data dump in our mind, all these facts, all this research that we have educated ourselves on about each and every issue. And I think we have this urge to just drop this data like a bomb on the left and assume that that will destroy them. But really, they can't hear the facts until they have expressed their emotion. And so I tell people, let the other side have their initial monologue. Let them talk until they've run out of BS. Because once they've run out of BS, then they'll have nothing else to say. And then you can bring your facts out, and they'll be more susceptible to listen.
Well, I love what Gramps had to say. You know, everybody has a right to their own stupid opinion, right?
Exactly. Yep. He's
brilliant.
That all the time.
Okay. All right. So we let them fight themselves out. Let them, you know, hey, and it's good also to listen, because, you know, I often find, Liz, I don't know about you, but I call it self-indictment. The left self-indicts themselves continually if you're just listening to what they say.
Exactly. That's chapter 9 of my book. It's called For Every Liberal Talking Point, There's an Equal and Opposite Contradiction. And it's so funny, because you can contradict the left not based on your values, Bill, not based on my principles. You don't have to say, well, you're wrong because your belief is wrong. They literally contradict themselves with their own positions on different issues, their own talking points on different policies. I mean, the obvious one is on when they say, oh, we're pro-women and we're pro-choice. But then they contradict that by not wanting to give women the choice to carry a firearm to defend herself. You can't have it both ways. And every single policy that they have is contradicted by another policy that they hold. It's hilarious, really, to read about. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, and it's hilarious to watch them twist themselves up into knots when there's anybody that's asking a critical question, right?
Right, which is few and far between, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's one of the things I'm proud to do on One American News Network, is I actually ask them about their contradictions. So many people in the mainstream media just let it slide. They don't point out the obvious contradiction. Even in the Democratic debates, we saw this. We saw, you know, CNN refused to ask any of the tough questions. any of the contradictory questions that the American people ought to know about before they decide who to vote for in the next presidential election. But make no mistake, the contradictions are there.
Without a doubt. But they're not going to have them raise their hands anymore, are they?
No, which is a shame because that was my favorite part of the entire debate. I think we actually got the most information when they shut up and
exactly.
told us with their hand what they did than any of their rambling, you know, created answers.
Yeah, for those of us that may be overwhelmed with sensory overload like the DSA, I don't know if you saw that clip or not.
Yes.
It's like, okay, we're going to do jazz hands and, hey, be sensitive, I'm on sensory overload. But, Liz, this is coming.
Always personal privilege, right?
Yeah, this is coming to a theater near you. I mean, it's happening in college campuses, and now we got to learn a new language, and we can't even golf clap anymore. Now it's just raising the hands. We've got more from Liz Wheeler. We're talking about her brand new book, Tipping Point. Stay with us right here.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area. As your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. 800-696-6902. That's 800-696-6902.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stairlift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stairlift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
And independent we are, and we're talking with the popular host of One America News Network's Tipping Point with Liz Wheeler. You can see her every night, Monday through Friday, right, Liz, at 9 p.m. Eastern?
Correct. Monday through Friday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific. My show, Tipping Point, airs. It's an hour-long show. We have a ton of fun. We talk about the stories the mainstream media refuses to cover and debunk the lies of the left.
Exactly. And this is a great experience for you and a training zone for you to work on how to topple the left's house of cards. She debates the issues so expertly, and she'll give you some guidance, and you will see how others do it. Liz, in your book, starting with chapter one, we see this as a problem just from the get-go. Is, you know, here parents spend a quarter of $1 million to send their kids to college and let the indoctrination begin. And you find out very quickly, because the first time they come home after, you know, the first semester, and they come home for Thanksgiving, and you wonder, oh my gosh, what alien has got into my child's head?
Yeah, I mean, I start the book just by giving this little hyperbole. It's a little sketch of what our nation is going to look like if we allow the political correctness that the left is trying to infect our society with, if that political correctness becomes law. And I know the sketch is hyperbole, but it's also based on real incidents and real liberal rules on college campuses around our country, which is terrifying because it could be true. And I think that sketch is, it's kind of a wake-up call for us. That as much as you and I mock the Democratic Socialist Convention, Bill, as much as we, you know, roll our eyes at these leftists who say, it's my truth, it's your truth, these people want to morph political correctness into law. They don't want this to just exist on a college campus. They want this to be codified.
Exactly.
The statutes of our nation. And if we don't realize what their goal is, we are not going to be able to put up an adequate defense to their ultimate agenda. And so in order to stop anybody from achieving anything, you have to understand what it is that they want to achieve. So the first part of the book just lays out exactly what the left wants and how they're achieving it, because I think a lot of conservatives don't realize exactly the strategy the left is using to impose their ideology on us.
Well, the fact of the matter is, as you say, it's being codified in universities. I mean, various universities are embracing these things. You know, the jazz hands, you know, triggers, safe zones, all this stuff that goes on. And, you know, for some people, they look at it and say, well, they'll grow out of it. It's just a phase. But this is rather dangerous because they're bringing this to bear on the culture. And this is an old song. You know, when you look back in history, Liz, this is how other empires were destroyed.
Well, this is one of the things. I think that a lot of older conservatives make a mistake about what happens, or they're mistaken about what happens to these, you know, so-called liberal snowflakes on college campus. Older conservatives tend to say, well, just wait until they get a real job and then the real world is going to hit them in the face. That's actually not what's happening. What's happening is these liberal social justice warriors on campus are bringing that politically correct culture from their college to the workplace. They are actually transferring that politically correct culture to our mainstream culture. They're not having this wake-up call when they get to the real world. They are bringing their terrible leftist ideology to the real world and mainstreaming it, and that's extremely dangerous. I talked on my show the other day about a story about a transgender individual. It was a person that had been born a man, now identifies as a woman, but still has male genitalia, who is suing a waxing boutique because the immigrant women at the waxing boutique declined to wax his male genitalia.
Right.
And he said that's a human rights violation because he is not a man, he is a woman, and his male genitalia are women's genitalia. So, seriously, male genitalia, he is wanting to say, are female genitalia. But this is what the left has been telling us. They've been telling us that transgender women are not transgender women. They are real women. And so this is a perfect example of the left trying to morph their politically correct culture into law. He is suing this waxing boutique over what he says is a human rights violation. And the left, even feminists, they're not saying anything in defense of these women. They are saying, okay, well, let's codify this into law now.
Right, exactly. And let's have trans men competing with women in sports.
Right. You know, I mean, right? That's obviously unfair. You don't have to be transphobic to say that. I mean, the left tries to give us this binary choice. I talk about this a little bit in my book. How they always place before us this artificial choice, this binary choice, where either we adhere to their radical leftist ideology or our only alternative is that we are bad people. That's the choice they try to put before us. And we ought to reject that because that's not true. We can be tolerant of transgender people. We can be compassionate towards people suffering from gender dysphoria. We can, you know, condemn bullying. We can include people who are different than us in our culture. We don't have to socially ostracize them without being bad people and without kowtowing to the leftist ideology that contradicts the very basic biology of which we are made. We don't have to say, well, men can be women if they want to be. We don't have to say that in order to be compassionate towards people who are suffering from gender dysphoria. And yet the left pretends that the only option is either we ditch basic biology or we're bigots. That's not true.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Well, in your book, you make it clear the left has an end game. I mean, there's a purpose to all this. And what conservatives need to re-embrace is that there's an end game for conservatism as well, right?
Definitely. I mean, the end game, we talk about the end game of the liberal ideology. It's cultural Marxism. It's a socialist governmental structure. This is what they are trying to achieve in our nation. And if you hit the mute button on their rhetoric and just look at their actions, it's crystal clear what they want to achieve. But you're absolutely right. Conservatives need to articulate what our alternative is for them as well. What it means to be a nation that is a nation of laws. What it means to have limited government. Why we have limited government. Why conservative principles in government, protected by government, actually benefits everybody, not just the rich, like the left claims, but every single person of every color, of every socioeconomic background, of every gender, of every age. Why conservative principles and why limited government and why liberty and why the free market benefits people the most? If conservatives don't articulate that, then we're not really giving the voters a choice about what they want from their government. We're just being the party of no. Telling them that the left is doing it wrong.
Liz, why is the media sold out? You know, they sold themselves out on us.
Why have they done it? Well, I assume it's because the people in charge of it, the executives, agree with a leftist ideology, which is a shame because under the leftist ideology, the media won't actually be able to do their job legally anyway because there'll be so many laws about hate speech and, you know, restrictions on what you're allowed to say and trigger warnings and all these different things. It's a shame they have sold out. But
I mean, they're protected by our U.S. Constitution for a purpose, and they violated their reason to exist.
Definitely. I mean, we the people need to understand, and we conservatives need to articulate that the reason that we have freedom of speech codified into our Constitution is not because of the speech that we agree with. It's because of the speech that we find offensive. It's because of the speech that we disagree with. Nobody is going to attack speech that they disagree with, but they will attack speech they disagree with. And we have to say the reason that we protect speech is we're protecting people's rights to say stupid things.
Exactly.
We're protecting people's rights. Like my grant says, Everybody has a right to their own stupid opinion, and we have to protect that. Otherwise, you know, government and people with political agendas are going to come after that. And the mainstream media has lost sight of the fact that if they give up their freedom of the press, if they give up their free speech, if they advocate for policies that restrict our right to say things under the guise of it being offensive or a trigger warning or something of that nature, then, you know, we've lost our ability to hold government accountable.
Well, exactly. Well, Liz Wheeler has given us a practical application and guidebook, if I might say, to what you see every night at 9 o'clock on One America News Network's Tipping Point with Liz Wheeler. 11 key tactics on how to defend yourself against liberals and leftist ideology, the main motivation as to why liberals are attacking the soul of our nation, and how to strategically identify every liberal position, how they are all lies, and how the media will cover it up. Her brand new book, Tipping Point, How to Topple the Left's House of Cards. Liz, thank you so much. Great job on this book, by the way, and congratulations on the show.
Thank you so much, Bill. I appreciate it. And thanks to everyone who's bought the book. We got up to number 3 on Amazon's bestseller list on the political commentary category.
You know, most people don't know they're missing the most important nutritional components in their diet. You know, if we really want to feel good and not miss work and get the most of each day, then we need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mother's lineage. It helps our body recognize when we're under attack and fights all those nasty microbes we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is to seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstream. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Trump administration defending a new policy it unveiled yesterday concerning immigration that won't let immigrants that it determines are likely to become welfare dependent get green cards. Ken Cuccinelli is the acting director of Citizenship and Immigration Services.
We try to avoid having immigrants come through our process, come to our country, or become green card holders who are likely in the future to become welfare dependent.
Cuccinelli speaking on Fox News there, saying the rule does not affect refugees or those who've sought political asylum. FBI agents are reportedly searching a U.S. Virgin Islands home that belonged to deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein, who appears to have hung himself in a federal correctional facility in Manhattan over the weekend. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Rattle what more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Leave. Turn it up.
Baby, why don't you just meet me in the middle? I'm losing my mind just a little. So why don't you just meet me in the middle? In the middle.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Network Capital Funding, the direct lending team. It's going to start saving you money right away on your mortgage and high interest credit card payments. So give them a call, 800-700-8068. They've got all the details for you. As our conversation continues, we have Dr. Matthew Spaulding joining us, talking about the Electoral College is that it's vital to the American system of self-government, and he'll break it down for us. Dr. Spaulding, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm fine. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to have you here. Boy, there's the Democratic candidacy is off and rolling and the hyperbole is flying. And of course, one of the things that they're spouting off is the Electoral College is one of those old archaic elements of our government that should be trashed, thrown in the trash bin of history.
Right, it's old and we've outlived it. No, it's wonderful to hear these things. They crop up every few years. This and other aspects of how the American system actually operates. I think it's good that we kind of go back and rethink them for a moment and slow down. the system, the American constitutional system and its quirkiness and odds and ends is really what makes it into this great, workable, very successful country, and the Electoral College is a part of that. And the notion that we should quickly throw it overboard because now all of a sudden we decide that it's undemocratic,
right,
strikes me as a real problem. I mean, this is obviously brought up by the, you know, both the 2016 election and then looking back to Bush and Gore in 2000, you had these situations where someone won the popular vote but lost the Electoral College. So it's happened twice. It's happened in the past. Very rarely, most of the time, it doesn't work that way. And so now the immediate question is, let's just throw the whole thing out. But I think it actually is, the Electoral College is crucially important for how our Democratic Republic works. But also it serves a great purpose that we are really forgetting here. Mm-hmm. In that it spreads votes around, makes candidates campaign in these little states that really no one wants to visit. It actually moderates the system in a way so that you can't have kind of radical regional candidates. So, you know, Bernie Sanders in Vermont has to go out and try to get votes in the Midwest, which is a much more conservative region, and vice versa. So it actually serves a great purpose precisely for the democracy we favor, and getting rid of it, I think, would be a huge mistake in the long run.
Are you surprised that some of the states have embraced this? I mean, basically, they're kind of, turning over their leverage, you know, to a system. I mean, you know, we saw what happened with Brexit and the EU and with England, for example. I mean, they turned over their sovereignty, in a sense, to the European Union and found out that didn't work. So, in a sense, don't we get a little bit of a microcosm viewpoint of what that would look like?
No, that's exactly right. So, look, I mean, this is an immediate reaction to people who didn't like the outcome of the 2016 election, and they have in their memory the Bush election in the past.
Mm-hmm.
They're thinking in immediate terms of an outcome, and they didn't like that. And the point here is that because they don't like that, they're willing to turn over a key mechanism, a structural mechanism that's to their own good, but also the long-term good of the country. And I think this is an example of how the immediate debate is overwhelming, or in some cases overwhelming the real good here that's at issue. Small states clearly have an interest in the Electoral College.
Mm-hmm.
Because otherwise, these candidates are just going to go to the big states, whether it's a liberal going out to California and New York, a conservative going to Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the states that are the in the balance, they kind of change over time, but they come back to certain ones. The Midwest might be in play 1 year and not another year. This is all good for the country. If we think in the long term, that's what's good for how this plays out. And the political parties can try to put together a majority. Mm-hmm. That's for the good of the country. If we think in the short term, the left or the right, for that matter, both go to their immediate base, and I think that is not a good idea. And that reaction then just undermines the authority of the states, the kind of decentralization of our political system. It undermines the play that regions might have in influencing politics. It also encourages regional candidates. So you'll get more candidates just playing to California and New York,
mm-hmm.
Making certain arguments that most of the mainstream don't like.
Right.
So I think actually getting rid of the Electoral College and even playing with the idea on the face of it sounds, we're in favor of a popular vote, which is the alternative. Let's just have a big popular vote. Let's be more democratic. But in actuality, it's bad for democracy because it undermines the way democracy in a very large country moderates out that opinion in a way that creates an actual working majority.
Well, the Democrats and the mainstream media have done us no favors by, you know, continuing this mantra that Trump didn't win the popular vote. It's just another form of invalidation, you know, something that Hillary Clinton was sensitive about. And those on the left during the debates, if you'll recall, they wanted to make sure that no matter who got elected, that President Trump was, or candidate Trump was, going to support the ultimate winner. And here it is. You know, we have the antithetical on loud proud display here right now. It's quite ironic.
No, again, it goes to that. It's the popular debate about the election being played out in another form. One thing you've alluded to here that we should be very aware of. What this does in terms of going from the Electoral College, which is based state by state, really a national election is merely a bunch of state elections.
Mm-hmm.
If you nationalize that through a national popular vote or make it so the popular vote determines the president, think about what might that do in terms of fraud. We all remember.
I was just going to say.
Howard County.
Mm, yeah.
In one little county, there was all sorts of corruption. What a national vote does is makes that little bit of corruption in one place, which could be contained, now a national question. So if someone actually wants to dispute an election, it's much easier, and you can do it but through a very small amount of fraud, which does occur in the electoral system, but now will affect national elections on a much more regular basis. And that actually makes me somewhat nervous.
Well, exactly. I mean, former President Obama said that because the system is so decentralized, it's impossible to commit rampant fraud on, the voting process. So why, in light of that, why would you want to centralize and leave yourself more vulnerable? And then, of course, what we're finding out here recently is that even in the 2016 presidential election, Russia played games with 21 election systems. How much easier would it be for them if it was centralized?
That's right. It'd be much easier for outside forces to fiddle with our electoral system. But it also would be much easier for a local fraud or discrepancy in vote count, such as what we're familiar with in recent elections,
mm-hmm.
to be nationalized, so that you could then have claims that actually the election was illegitimate. And you might actually have that going into the courts and preventing someone from taking office, which means you might be in a situation as a nation where you literally do not have a president of the United States for some period of time. And it would be tied up in a fraudulent system. So that's very dangerous.
Well, yeah. Now, all of a sudden, ballot harvesting goes on steroids.
That's right. And it can be done anywhere. A little bit can be done anywhere, and it will have national effect. So, again, the Electoral College kind of weeds all that out. It moderates voting. It spreads out those votes and actually filters out the kinds of fraud which does occur on a local basis, and it prevents it from undermining the whole country.
Well, of course, we all rest at peace because the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, says there's no such thing as voter fraud. So he just thinks
right.
It's totally conspiratorial. But I question, I said, well, why do people keep getting arrested and going to jail for voter fraud if it doesn't exist?
There
it is.
Think about terms.
Dr. Matthew Spaulding, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
Said you don't know what you've been missing? Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
Are you occasionally stressed, feeling fatigued? It doesn't have to be this way. Support your body's response to all kinds of stress. Promote energy levels and nurture a sense of well-being with Quantum Nutrition Lab's Stress Support, B12, and Adrenal Support. For a limited time, all three are on special. Buy two bottles and get the third one free. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A lot of conversation, and boy, I'll tell you this, say conversation, and I understand anything that seems to come from the left, and, you know, as I was talking with Liz Wheeler a moment ago, it's like it comes with a tinfoil hat. And all of a sudden, you know, the mainstream media and et al. Wants us to be fitted with a tinfoil hat when it comes to Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, this is bizarre. I mean, how is it? I said Liz, but I meant, you know, when we started the show, we were talking with Chris, you know, from Judicial Watch, Chris Farrell. And, it is just amazing that all this, you have somebody who is in the custody of, jail system, and they're there to be protected, and you have all these indications and possibilities, and the system fails them. I want to bring Al Prada on with us right now from Stream.org. And Al, this is bizarre with Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, what are we to make of this?
Suspicion. I know some of the media is doing, like, blasting Trump for, like, retweeting suspicions and things like that. But anybody who says they didn't hear the news, it didn't have the reaction of, I'm not surprised, or WTF is lying. Mm. Anybody right. who heard that news was like, what?
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm.
So it on a gut level, this stinks to high heaven. And then mm-hmm. you start having the details of, this, if this official story is true, this went wrong, that went wrong, this went wrong, that went wrong, and somehow in a facility where only one person has committed suicide, has been able to commit suicide in decades, it turns out to be this guy, the one who could bring down the rich, a lot of the elites, rich and powerful. Come on.
Yeah. There's like 7-10 things that have to happen for somebody to commit suicide. I mean, they've got built-in systems, backup on the backup systems, and all this stuff fails. I mean, what are we talking? Pearl Harbor here all over again.
Yeah, and the fact that it came a day after that first document dump in mm-hmm. the lawsuit from his accuser, Virginia Roberts, which started naming people, and then 24 hours later,
right,
he's dead.
And somehow he's on suicide watch and then not on suicide watch. And supposedly his attorneys were pressing to have him off suicide watch. And I think you have to understand what happens when you're on suicide watch. You know, just in terms of, I mean, if you're already mentally stressed, if you're on suicide watch, if I have read, the reports correctly, I mean, here you are. You're kind of protected. You're put in a straitjacket, right? Supposedly.
Well, certainly there's you're not alone. There's nothing in the room that you can use to do yourself.
Yeah,
in.
You got paper sheets. You got paper for sheets. It's not cheat sheets, but paper for sheets. All right.
Now again, you think, okay, if he's telling people he was assaulted, okay, maybe you don't need the suicide watch. But then again, you need to keep your eyes on this guy.
Right,
people
exactly.
are in the jail trying to kill him if you want to believe that he was assaulted.
Right.
So either way you go with this, there's no way this guy should have ended up dead, period.
Exactly. Well, if he was assaulted by the guy that supposedly was his roommate until Friday night, right? This rogue police officer, this musclehead who beat him up, supposedly. And so he's still his roommate. And then Friday night, somehow he's conveniently exited and he's alone. So another one of those things, those triggering points that are not supposed to happen is in that facility, you're supposed to have a roommate.
Yeah. So this is one of those times where you really have to hope that Attorney General Barr is serious. They want to get to the bottom of it, and even more importantly, keep after the people Epstein was basically pimping for, the people
right.
he was funneling little girls to, forcing teen girls to have sex with. Who are those people? Certainly some of these people, there were some champagnes popping Saturday morning when the news came out that he was dead because some people thought they were going to get off. The question is, is he going to go out? Do we have the documents? Do we have the information? Has there been enough? Has there been enough threads to be able to, that can be pulled to go after these people because they're out there?
Well, when you watch Bill Barr, you think, he was serious about this. I mean, this was not something that was light whatsoever. I mean, you could tell he was intense, as you talk about the champagne popping, I didn't see a tweet from Nancy Pelosi's daughter who gave us the first tweet that some of our faves was going to get under, were going to go under as a result of this Epstein deal.
Yeah. They know. It's like Weinstein in Hollywood.
Yes.
They knew. Mm-hmm. They knew. Everybody knew. But that was the price of business, and that was the price of fun. And in this case, they knew what this guy was, and they knew what he was doing, and they knew who he was doing it for. And so, like you said, she knows some faves are going to be implicated. So who's that? Is anybody pressing to get an answer for that? Who's she talking about? Who does she think is involved in this?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that.
Even the coroner report, didn't you think that was, a bit suspicious? I mean, it was like they didn't want to say anything. They, keeping their cards close to their chest here on something, this is not some everyday criminal. I mean, with all the publicity and everything that they had, it just seems like there's a lot of tiptoeing going on.
Yeah, and again, if you're some facility that has had like one suicide in decades, and then somebody commits suicide, and it's somebody like that, yeah, you're going to be, I think, just on the basis of just that statistic alone, you're going to be like, this does not happen here.
Mm-hmm.
There might be some other factor involved on that alone. You start throwing in all the other things. Oh, he wasn't watched for a bunch of hours.
Right.
Oh, one of the guards wasn't really a trained guard. Oh, they took out the cellmate. Oh,
yeah.
The documents were dumped the day before. Oh, you're piling on. You're going, how in the world does this dude end up dead?
And exactly.
On the corner, I'm not going to be signing off anything until I'm pretty darn sure. And somebody's going to have to convince me if I'm the corner. But this was just some guy who decided to end it all.
Right. Well, you know, and if you have something like a suicide, you would think that it's simple enough. I mean, the guy commits suicide as opposed to being suicided, as some have suggested. You know, and the autopsy, you know, to your point, the autopsy results are being delayed. You go, well, I mean, again, this all adds to, you know, the shadowy aspects of this, you know, of this suicide.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's, I mean, I know you're something like Rod Rosenstein coming out saying, yes, pedophiles do have a tendency to have a higher suicide rate in prison. Yeah, this is a guy who knew his whole life was, you know, going to be ruined theoretically. But he's also somebody who could, you know, could have cut a really nice deal. He's already done it before. why would he not think he could get away with another a deal? Maybe not as sweet as the first one in Florida.
Right, exactly.
But, at least.
Yeah, he still has his friends in high places, right?
Yeah. Yeah, friends in high places and things he could and people he could offer up.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Well, and supposedly that was the other thing that he was getting ready to offer up some of those names.
Yeah, yeah. So again, it just adds to the mystery. And again, the key is going to be finding justice for all those victims.
Yeah. Well, Bill Barr says that's. He says, don't think that that's not going to be pursued. Yeah. The justice will be pursued there. The other question is, according to the Daily Mail, their report was Jeffrey Epstein was adjusting as much as you can adjust a prison life there, and that he seemed to be in good spirits just before his life ended.
Yeah. Again, when you're dealing with pedophiles, they are the most manipulative of criminals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've heard that before. You know, I've learned that from prison guards. They're the most manipulative and the biggest con artists. So who knows? He could have been putting on a show, putting on an act. But again, add up all the things. What's in his best interest at this point would be to be staying alive, try to cut a good deal. He doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who's going to take one for the team.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, exactly.
take the suicide pill just to avoid ratting out on your pals, you know?
Right.
Well,
these are the questions that remain. A couple minutes left here. I wanted to address your article on Joe Biden, the one-man human gas machine that continues to go. I mean, it's endless. I mean, I sit there and I go, wow, this is like being at, a NASCAR event. But what happens is the only difference at NASCAR, the car crashes and then it's out of the race. In this particular case, Biden crashes and he transforms himself back again to just crash again. I mean, it's one crash after another.
It's pretty stunning. And the thing is, and what I put in the article is, it's sad to watch. We know Joe Biden is a gas machine, but what just looking at him, looking at the face, looking at the physical deterioration and the errors he's making constantly, you've got to conclude he's lost his game. Mm-hmm. And it's not just the gaffes. I mean, the Parkland gaffe the other day, if people don't know, he
talked right.
about how the Parkland students visited him when he was the vice president and they marched up to Congress. Parkland happened a year after he left.
Exactly.
Okay, that means he's conflating events. He knows there are students in his office that have been part of a school shooting. You know, that probably did happen because there were so many during the Obama years. People seem to forget. But to conflate it with Parkland, he's conflating events. And in a battle, that's not a good sign. The poor kids are just as talented as white kids. I mean, this is getting into an underlying mentality, and it just... It's a sad thing to see, and the only reason he's being propped up is because the Democrats think he's the only one who can beat Trump.
Exactly.
these are not.
This could be. We could be in for another 2016 surprise. So get ready. He's the managing editor of the Stream, Al Parada, on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Al.
Hi, I'm Adam Parada, author of the book Gold Is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th and learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words gold summit to 49776. That's the words gold summit to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text Gold Summit to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words Gold Summit to 49776. That's the words Gold Summit to 49776.
No matter how large.